Christian Roberts, Maslow.
Christian, my name is David Akers. I'm with the Cheney County BOE. I'm calling in for a BOE appeal.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I was starting to wonder a little bit. I was like, maybe they got the wrong number here.
No. Yeah, are you the,
I've been ready.
You the person we need to talk to?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Christian, are you an owner of this property? Or?
Yes, yes. Yes, absolutely, yes.
Okay, it's an LLC, so there's multiple members, I guess?
No, single member. It's a single member LLC, Vineyards Loft LLC. I'm the owner of the LLC. And then
we had a contact person, a Robert somebody?
Yeah, Christian Robert Maslow is my full name.
Gotcha. All right, Christian, is this a nightly rental?
So this is a property we purchased as a family to use it, you know, kind of multiple use, you know, family members visiting. I do make it available for a limited number of nights to the public.
Okay.
To kind of retrieve a little bit of the cost of owning it. But it's kind of a multi-use condo close to the lake over there on the Vineyards apartment. So anyway,
Christian?
Family's visiting. We're, you know, we don't have a big home, so that's something that we kind of use for that. And then we make it available for parts of the year to the public through different platforms and
okay.
stuff like that. So.
Christian, do you have any other properties that you put in nightly rental programs in Taney County?
No, sir. No.
Okay, this is the only one that. That the Vineyards has.
Yeah, he just has a residence.
Correct, yes.
Okay. What we have been doing, and our decision was recently upheld by the State Tax Commission, is that if you have, on your first one, we assume that you're using it for private use quite a bit as well, and if you put it in a rental program. So what we've been doing is 25% commercial, 75% residential. Does that sound reasonable to you?
Yeah, I mean, if that sounds reasonable to you folks, I mean, yeah, I mean, I do use it a little bit. You know, I like I said, I retrieve a little bit of that cost of owning it through renting it out. I'd say that's reasonable if that's something you guys all okay with the doing today.
Yeah, that's what we've been doing. Anybody want to make a motion on this?
I make a motion that we classification on this be 75% residential, 25% commercial. This being his only nightly rental, and it's consistent with other properties.
Second.
And there was no appeal here on valuation. This was just the classification, correct? Okay. All right. We have a second. Any discussion? No discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. It'll be reflected on, you'll get a notice of the decision on this, and it's probably unless you get another one, you're going to be fine as far as that. Otherwise, if you get another one in Taney County that you put in a nightly rental program, then we do move to 100% commercial on those properties. Understand?
Yeah, absolutely. I understand that.
All right. Thank you, Christian.
You folks have a great day. Thank you so much.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, next up we have Silverman. Is this also a nightly rental?
Yeah, this has a little bit of a twist. He's only asking for
two properties.
Right, he's got two, and then he has a third one, but instead of being under Jeffrey and Ashley, it's under Ashley and Jeffrey. And so the third one is actually the lower value one, so he might want to, I don't know what you feel there, but he's got two he's asking for.
Okay.
Is the other one classified? Is the third one classified already?
The other one hasn't been appealed, right?
No.
And what's the other one?
Well, he appealed it in 21, but he's still in there at commercial. So.
Is this all classification? There's no valuation?
Yeah, as far as I know.
Yeah, it looks like classification again. Okay, so they have 1, 2, 3 properties. And
so hold on just for a second, though, because when I look at this, there's a letter that's been marked that says that this was not available for rent. It says 0 nights.
I haven't seen that one.
It's a letter from Taney County that they filled out and sent back. that's for the 0.18 property.
Zero
that's
lights.
The bottom one.
Zero lights and 22.
Which parcel is
it? Oh, that says 22. You're correct.
Which BOE number is that?
0.018. It's the one on the bottom of page one.
Okay.
I did not see the 2022 on there, though. Is there a 2022?
Oh, that's an old letter?
It's an old letter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Not sure why that was put in there.
Okay, so they have three properties. They live in Olathe, Kansas, it looks like. All right, any other questions before I call them up?
Yeah. So the last thing, like I said, one of them is worth $431, the other is worth $477, and the one that is not listed under Ashley and Jeffrey is $369,065. So it would be a different parcel if that's the one you want to do the $2,575.
Okay. Well, they're going to pick the most valuable one, of course, 470, the which would be BOE 24.5. But anyway, let me give them a call. My contacts give me a little bit of a fit today.
Been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up.
This is David Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization. You have an appeal on the docket today for a couple of properties. We were trying to get back in touch with you or get in touch with you regarding that appeal. I'm a couple minutes early. We'll try back here in a bit. Thank you. All right, sir. Life's Journey, Inc. I'm going to ask the assessor, what's the nature of this appeal?
Okay. They're asking to make this tax exempt, but we've been out to the property several times, as recently as a couple weeks ago.
Thank you.
It is undeveloped. There's notices from the city of Branson that they don't have their land disturbance permits. They've got signs up that, there's a huge sign up now that says it's for sale. But then there's other signs where they just put, like, realtor kind of size signs, little signs that say, this is the name of this trail, this is the name of that. But there's no real trails through there. And you can hardly get a vehicle down there, so.
Okay. This is these 14 properties, is that right? Is that my 14 properties? Okay,
and if you go down Ransom Parkway down there, that bottom land there right before you get to the Eagle Bunker.
Okay.
And it's all that land. I think it's in a floodplain.
Oh, wow. Yeah, there's 16 acres in floodplain. And I do have pictures of all the trails in there in section
one. Well, the last thing I'll add, too, is this is minimally valued. However, tax-wise, he's on the SID. And that's what's brought his values up so high. It's not anything to do with my value. The taxes are proportionally huge due to it being SID.
Due to what?
Due to it being part of the SID.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, the actual parcels themselves are very modest for value.
Is this a classification or seeking for exempt? This is not a value. Are you appealing value?
We're appealing the whole tax assessment. Classification.
I bet you're trying to be, you want to be exempt for the whole property?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And, I'm going to have Kevin come up for 5 minutes before I speak, so go ahead, Kevin, you got a question?
Clarification, on time, we've heard that we have 15 minutes, but we've also heard we have 15 minutes times 14. We don't need 15 minutes.
You're good. That was all on the calendar back there.
Right, you're scheduled for 15 times 14, but no, we're not going to,
We're trying to squeeze it in 15, but we might go over a little bit over 15 minutes, but we'll try to keep close to that.
No problem. Kevin, is that right?
That's right.
Kevin, what's your last name?
Callahan. C-A.